Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think the Dodgers would give them a better series, to be honest with you, based on their, you know, being there, doing that. You know, they've already gone to the World Series, and here they are trying on the cusp of another one, and all their division titles, six in a row, whatever it is, and then LCS is three in a row. So they are versed in this, and the Brewers are in diapers, but I think the Brewers have been a very exciting team for 2 months. I predicted they would go to the World Series. And, you know, at this point, there's no turning back. I gotta bet on Chacin and the Brewers. I mean, what am I going to do? Tell everyone that I think the Brewers are going to the World Series for 2 months every single night on the show, and then the seventh game I bet against them? I can't do that. So I'm going to bet on the Brewers to win the game. I think the Dodgers can win the game easily. I'm just going to bet on the Brewers. I think Chacin's stuff is filthy. In fact, I think Buehler throws hard. I'll give you that. The kid brings it. And I think the other guy is a real pitcher. In other words, he's throwing sliders until you're blue in the face. And he throws all of this off-speed stuff and big, giant hook pitches. And he changes speeds like no one's business. He'll throw a fastball, he'll throw the slider, he'll throw a curveball. The guy throws everything like crazy. He's all over the plate. On the outside of the plate, this guy is living on the black on the outside of the plate. His stuff was nasty in the first game he faced him. And I thought he pitched the best game of the series of any pitcher. So I think he's very capable. I think they know exactly what they're getting tomorrow, and they're either going to be able to hit it or they aren't. They know what they're going to see, sliders all day, and I mean boatloads of them. So and then Buehler's going to throw hard. I've never been scared of hard-throwing pitchers if you're, you know, in a big game with major league hitters. I think that guys can see it and hit it. If you're throwing you know, pulling a string on a pitch and you're making the ball move and you're changing speeds, that becomes problematic. That's why Clayton Kershaw is so good. Now, people say he sucks in the postseason, but they didn't say that the other night, did they? When he won 5-2 and nobody could hit him because he's pitching it with the ball on a string. It's like they make the ball dance. You know, another guy that I would always bet on my whole life was Greg Maddux. Was there anyone better at throwing different pitches and different speeds and using the corners and the black and getting away with pitches that weren't even on the plate? Like, he would throw balls that were an inch or two off the plate, he'd still get the call because they're so used to him throwing it perfectly on the black that they would give him the call anyway. Whereas another pitcher would throw that and not get the call and you know, go ape shack on the ump the whole game. They would give it to Maddux. The way he changed speeds. Listen, if Buehler's going to throw super hard all night, but he has all kinds of pitches too. I'm not going to deny Buehler's good. But I'll be honest with you. I'm concerned a little bit about him. He's a kid. I mean, he's just a little kid going out there pitching. And I think Chacin, first of all, let me say this. He's got more innings and a lower ERA than any guy in baseball, and everyone makes more money than him. The guy made $15 million deal the Brewers got him for, and he's been better than every pitcher in baseball with his ERA, strikeouts, and innings in Milwaukee. The guy has been the greatest purchase of any pitcher in baseball this year, bar none. It's that simple, bar none. Look at his numbers. He's got way more innings, way more strikeouts. He's got the lowest ERA. The guy has done everything. And it's really all about, in baseball, isn't it? It's about innings and getting outs. That's it, right? The guy that can throw the most innings and doesn't give up runs. ERA, innings, strikeouts, no runs. That's that. He's led everyone. All these guys make $75, $80, $100 million. He's making nothing. And they are just loving life because they got him right where they want him. He's a filthy pitcher that isn't making any money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.